Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. How were you for the last 2 weeks? I hope you've had a wonderful time. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about being in a hurry. Does that help manifestation or does that hurt manifestation? Being in a hurry. Quick results, that's what we're all used to, right? Quick results, even on the internet, on your iPhone, any smartphone. You just want everything come back to you quickly. And the faster it is, the better. Many years ago, let's say end of 1990s into 2000, we were not so handy with smartphones at that time, right? Even just cellular phones. Smartphones came later. However, whatever device we got, whatever upgrade we got from that point onwards, we were happy. We were just happy with whatever speed was being offered to us. Right now, the speeds are crazy. They're really, really high. When I work with my clients, they don't have super fast results. It's their love life. They've taken years to mess it up. Everyone takes years to mess up their love life, to mess up their love karma, to get into certain patterns of behavior, to get into certain patterns of attraction, law of attraction patterns. But the results are required really, really quickly. And yes, results are quick, but that depends on how quick you can master yourself and how quick you can change your point of attraction. This thing about getting something really quick, to the extent that if it doesn't come in quick enough, you lose interest, that actually shows a very poor point of attraction. Let's talk about fictitious Jane. It shows that fictitious Jane is not used to getting things in good time. And she's used to expecting things are going to fail on her and that she's going to lose something. And she's getting restless. She needs to move on and move on, move on. We're going to discuss how we can use temperance and patience to actually quicken manifestation. Because the faster fictitious Jane wants something, the more fictitious Jane is impatient, the more she would tend to block anything that's coming to her. That's why I have a lot of patience. I can wait forever for something. And I know I'll get it because I know that it's being cooked, it's on its way. A lot of people are not there, and if you are one of those people who really needs to be able to take a breath, sit down, and tell yourself that, guess what? The universe is getting it ready for me, and it's going to come in due time. That actually is the best way to manifest something. A good way to start is if you have a device, a smartphone, even your internet at home, and you are in such a hurry for results to be given to you, the output to be given to you, ASAP. And you're not a company, okay? You're not a programmer, you're not a company who is dependent on these fast results and you need it to provide efficient service. So let's say you're not that person and you're a regular person who just needs to have everything quickly come back to her and needs faster and faster and faster speeds. Think of what it's going to do to your mind. Your mind is literally going to psych out at some point. 20 years ago, this was not a problem. Right now, it can be a problem, especially if you have a habit of sitting with your smartphone at all times, and checking what's happening to whom and where, what emails are coming in, what texts are coming in, and who has not texted you quickly enough. All of these things are going to affect your energy system because it's going to result in anxiety issues. Truthfully, I'm not joking. It will result in borderline anxiety, if not a full-blown case of anxiety. Forget your nervous system going into anxiety. How does it affect your manifestation? It creates huge, huge blocks. Manifestation becomes very difficult when you expect super fast results and you don't get it. The very act of you sitting there looking at your phone and wondering when you're going to get a message is actually what goes out and stops everything. This is where you have the habit of checking yourself to see, am I expecting this too fast? And what are the thoughts that are going through my mind when I expect something really fast and the universe does not deliver fast enough? The law of attraction teachings, the way The Secret has projected the law of attraction teachings, the way some other law of attraction teachings have projected it, is that the universe is like a giant menu card or a list of things that you can buy. Basically, a card that lists things that you can buy. And you go check that card and you say, okay, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. Then the universe becomes a huge shopping center for you. And this is how it was projected. And that's why a lot of people took offense to the way that the law of attraction was originally projected, to make it look as if the universe is a non-feeling place, a non-feeling entity that is just there to serve you, to give you whatever you want on a plate from its huge list of things that you can buy. When people got offended with this idea that, hey, all that this universe is a giant shopping mall, and we go shopping, that's when they started to distance themselves from the teachings of law of attraction, not understanding that what they were actually saying to people was, you can manifest whatever you want, but there is a process to manifest it, and if you follow the process, you can get what you want. And it does not mean, however, that the universe is a unthinking place that is just like a huge shopping center. The way that you put forward your requests for what you want, the amount of respect that you have in putting forward your request, the amount of patience that you show adds up to how quickly and efficiently you get what you want. We're not just going there and saying, I want this, this, this. This guy is cool. This guy is hot. This guy is ugly. Okay, I need this guy because he's got muscles like this. He's got a face of Adonis, a body to match. And this is what we want. We want this house. We want this. We want this. We want this. It's not just that somebody could go out there and say, I want all of these things. It's more about how someone projects himself, herself to the universe as a personality, a whole and complete personality, and how the universe matches that vibration and returns what your personality projects about yourself. Let's say there is this person, she's rude, she's mean. There are words used in this world to describe a person like that. And let's say she's all of these things. She wants this, 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 and this. Her very personality is actually going to act against her. And the universe will not be able to match her. And even if the universe initially somehow manages to push somebody through or something through, her personality is going to push it back out again because there are going to be arguments, fights, debates, unhealthy debates, and behavior patterns that does not allow this person to attract. And even if she manages to attract, she's not able to keep what she's attracted. The amount of patience that you show, the quality of your energy that you put out there really matters. This actually speeds up your manifestation process. You've heard of going downhill and then climbing uphill. Downriver, upriver. Upriver takes more time, more effort. You have to paddle against the waters. Going upwards takes more effort because there's a slope, correct? It's more strenuous. Going downhill, downriver, is easy because you're going with the flow, the natural flow of events. It's a well-known fact that if you have a computer that's not working, if you're able to project enough power at it, and your skill at setting it right is greater than the problem that the computer shows you exists, you could fix it. However, if the problem is greater than what your skill set allows, and even if you have the skills, if your temperament doesn't allow, fictitious Jane's temperament does not allow her to be patient enough to sit there and problem solve, the computer actually seems to get into more glitches, more issues, more problems. It's all an uphill climb there, going upriver. And so it is highly recommended, if you've tried everything, take a break, let it go. Come back to that place of patience and temperance. Come back to that place of calmness. And you'll find that the computer itself could fix itself. So the computer might fix itself. And or you're able to fix it easily. Because now you're sailing downriver. You're going downhill. You're going with the flow. You're not in some place of a pissy fit where you're impatient that nothing's working, everything just becomes so huge for you to solve. And in energy terms, it's like having a storm brewing there. When you have actual clouds, actual thunderstorms, you can't take a proper walk. It's not a gentle drizzle, but a real thunderstorm. And this is what happens in energy when somebody gets upset and frustrated and things are not working. People get upset. The whole thing becomes tight and difficult, and there are actual electric thunderstorms going on that spoils what is being created and does not help manifest it. Coming back to my point, a good way to check yourself to see how you are is to look at how you handle your phone. The fact is, all of this internet and the high speeds of data can mess with who you are and who you are becoming. And it has your consciousness so tied up with it. Just imagine this person's on Facebook and looking at his emails and looking at his texts. His mind is not in his life. His mind is in everybody else's life, and his mind is being controlled by what everybody else is doing and saying to him and their opinions. He has these changes in energy because he's so busy tuned to everybody and everything that's coming in, and his whole entertainment and a sense of being alive and happy comes from that. He's having an up when somebody says something nice, a down when somebody says something bad, and even if he is immune to all of that, he's still caught up in his phone. If he sends someone a text and the person has not replied fast enough, that's it. His day is spoiled. Now, this person obviously doesn't care, correct? Because this person has not texted fast enough for him to be happy and satisfied that he is cared for. Looking at how it feels to be in a hurry, and we shall discuss some other things also, let's go into money manifestation, work and career, and look at how we can manifest money by tuning into money energy better. Let's take a short break and come back. There's some music that's going to play.
Work hard, pay hard.
All in my brain, gold watches, gold chain, gold dollar champagne. Yeah, my money insane. Yeah, I'm making it rain. But I was just on a plane, buying gear, flying here. This merch is my time of year. If I'm in the club, I get 100 stacks. I'm always rolling up, so I get love from that. Then it's all my swag, but I don't want it back. I was on this, but now I'm on to that. You see, I'm in my closet for a song to rap. Was either in or out, now I'm going back, man. Got so much money, I should start a bank. So much paper right in front of me, it's hard to think. Pop so many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But I'm still growing up, my family here, and they rolling up, so I'm.
Bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is. The bigger the bill, the harder. Well, I'm going mad, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're into money manifestation now, work and career. Earlier, we were talking about how to use patience to manifest what you want. Being impatient doesn't really help. It's like going uphill, going upriver. You're going against the flow, and it actually hurts what you want to manifest. In money manifestation also, when we think of money coming in and we become impatient about money coming in fast enough, that's when we send out huge waves of energy that blocks this money from coming to us. I have clients, when they start new with me, they call and they say, I've been unemployed for so long. I really need a job. My money situation is really tight and I don't seem to be able to attract anything fast enough. And I'm running out of money. My social security checks can stop anytime and I'm having problem meeting all my bills. Why am I not able to manifest money fast enough? The answer to this is having already been deprived of money for some time, the flow of money, the easy flow of money, fictitious Jane's energy system has gone into feeling the absence of money. It's gone into feeling lack. Now her vibrations have started to align with that of lack. Imagine this person who's homeless. Now, this person who's homeless has a certain experience in his life. I'm talking of a genuinely homeless person, not someone who pretends to be homeless in order to make more money, but a genuinely homeless person. In his mind, what is his world? His world is not knowing if he's going to have enough money the next day to pay for a burger, to pay for a slice of pizza, to pay for a small piece of fruit. And that's really luxurious to him. But in his mind, he doesn't feel able to do that. When a person has been unemployed for some time and money is running out and there's not enough money coming in, what happens is this person's vibrations start to match people who don't have money. If you think of the aura of somebody who doesn't have money, it's going to have all of these statements in it. I don't have money. I don't have enough money. I can't buy this. I can't even think about it. I don't know how I'm going to live for the next few months. I don't know how I'm going to survive. A person who doesn't have money, that person's aura is beeping out all these messages. And that's what vibration is. It's in severe lack. As a person starts to not experience the easy flow of money for some time, slowly and then quickly, this person's vibrations are going to align itself with people who don't have money. From this place of lack, where this person doesn't have money, to want money, to quickly pour in hastily, fast torrent of money energy falling on this person, it's hard to do that because vibrations are already where the vibrations of somebody who hasn't had money for some time is. That's what it matches. It doesn't match the vibrations of someone who is steadily employed, who steadily and quickly attracts income. Now, at this point, when a person becomes impatient, it just makes everything harder. Because there is an expectation for a quick turnaround. And the amount of impatience energy that a person puts out, maybe because of the pressure of feeling lack, the amount of impatience energy that a person puts out does not help in quickening the manifestation process. Because when somebody's impatient, the person's saying, I don't have it, I don't have it, I don't have it. So that's the message that is being beat to the universe. And the universe finds it very hard to match somebody who's busy beeping, I don't have something, I don't have something, I don't have something. Now, there is your God self. There is God energy, a supreme being within you, outside you, that can still try to give you something out of the space of compassion and kindness. So this does exist. It's not that this universe is a cold, unfeeling place. There is a God presence, what I call the divine presence, that does exist, and it exists within you. Even though you may not be in touch with it, it also exists outside of you. And so acts of kindness can happen from these sources that can come in to help you. However, even for these sources to come in and help you, just from the space of compassion or kindness, if there is a lot of negative energy going out, I don't have it, I don't have it, I don't have it, it's hard for this energy to flow in because think of an energy wall that has been created from these thoughts of not having going out, right? So you have these thoughts of not having going out, and it creates a kind of an energy wall. And when this wall of energy exists of I don't have it, and there is kindness trying to come in, compassion, kindness, all of these great things that exist, trying to come in to give it to you, it meets this wall of impatience. And it finds it hard to enter. It searches for cracks in this wall and it tries to enter. But the more impatience that you're putting out, it's going to block all of this from coming to you. And then purely from law of attraction point of view, if you say, I don't have it, I don't have it, I don't have it, there is a mirror placed in front of you. And the mirror says, yes, you don't have it, you don't have it, you don't have it. That's the amount of impatience that you're going to feel. Unfortunately, the universe has to match you on not having it. Fictitious Jane continues to not have it. This quality of patience, it's not just a virtue. You know, in this world, everybody teaches everything in terms of virtues, human values. And yes, there is humanity, correct? However, it's not just because it's a virtue and you have to be a good girl. It's not about that. Even as a manifester, patience is something that you can use to manifest what you want. So you don't become this really virtuous person just by being patient. Let's say somebody's against the idea of saying, ah, here she goes talking and she's just talking about me being a patient person. She's just trying to change me and make me somebody holier than thou, like giving me this quality of, no, this is not about that. I'm not the church and I'm not your moral guide. I'm here to help you manifest. If you look at patience as simply a tool in your kit, right, your toolkit, then pulling out this tool of patience is going to help you be a fantastic manifester, because you come from the place of knowing that you will get what you want soon enough. And the more patient you are, the more temperance you show, the faster you're actually going to get what you want. This is not about you being a good girl versus being a bad girl. It's just about Fictitious Jane being smart. Patience really helps. Let's go back to this example of this person, Fictitious Jane, not having this job. And days have gone by, weeks have gone by, and maybe months, who knows? This person's energy is starting to match or has matched the energies of those people who don't have what they want, correct? Who don't have enough money to buy what they want. As Fictitious Jane realizes that by going more and more into lack, by feeling impatient now, because obviously bills are starting to pile up. She needs to buy food. She needs to do this. She needs to do that. And if she has a family, then it gets harder. She still has to take this deep breath and think this way. She has to somehow be patient through this. It's not about her being virtuous, but it's about her being smart and knowing as soon as she starts to feel okay about where she is, that's when she starts to feel joy. Because she can't feel joy if she's feeling stress from living in her situation. The inner self is all about joy. And connecting to the inner self brings joyful manifestation. These huge blocks of impatience energy everywhere, it's hard to connect to joy. By not connecting to joy, it actually slows down the process and joyful manifestation cannot happen. So feeling okay about not having what you want is fine. Feeling okay about not having what Fictitious Jane wants is fine. Because that's when everything's going to still and calm around her. And when things become still and calm, that's when these faint feelings of hope come up from within fictitious Jane. And now she's starting to feel better. There are feelings of hope coming up. And even though it's not a full-blown case of positive expectations yet, that's enough to kindle even the tiniest spark, the fire of hope within her. And in that, what happens is there is a opening in the energy. All of this good energy, the energy starts to relax and it almost becomes silky like the waters of her jacuzzi. The God forces start to push in good things. Gifts come in. The other law of attraction factors are working now because there's hope. And where there's hope, the mirror shows you have a lot to be hopeful for. And you're not wrong in being hopeful. And we are going to prove to you that your hope will not go unrewarded. Now, remember that this place of compassion and kindness, this is because, like I said, it's not as cold as what people think the law of attraction is, as originally portrayed and projected. There is a God force in operation which does help. And it is there to secure the safety and health of everybody that's present in creation. So this God force does exist. Even though this God force shows compassion and kindness, it's better for each person to actually not need that. Each person needs to be in a place of abundance so that they rise beyond this place of needing this compassion and kindness. They go to a place of knowing that they will get what they want, more than what they want, and then the next level is that they can manifest what they want. Having patience is actually very important to allow you to manifest what you want where money is concerned. And remember that when you feel patient, that's when you get really good ideas. You can go back and look at flaws in your resume and say, oh my God, you mean to say I left this out? I should have written it this way. I should have done it that way. You're able to go back to your drawing board and come up with better ideas and present yourself better. And then when you do get those interview calls, you go there and you look happy because you're feeling patient. Fictitious Jane is not looking needy and desperate and, oh my God, I need a job right now. Please help me. And the look of worry in somebody's eyes. Not everybody's running a charity institute out there. People want people who are attractive and who come with confidence so that they can get their job done, especially in sales and marketing, customer service. Fictitious Jane cannot go for a job interview with the look of worry in her eyes and stress in her face and her aura is all messed up. The persons interviewing her would be like, oh my God, get me out of this room. I need to run right now. No, patience really, really helps in manifestation. We are stepping into love and sex right now. Soulmate manifestation. We will be taking a short break to listen to some music. So hold on tight and we're coming back.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop.
Yeah.
One more taste of what I got.
Uh-huh.
I'll have you spending all you got.
Come on.
Keep going till you hit the spot.
Whoa. You can have it your way. How do you want it? You gonna
back that thing up, or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In the hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your friends teasing you about how sprung I got you. Wanna show me you can work it, baby? No problem, get on top, then get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're into soulmate manifestation now, love and sex. We were talking about patience and how patience helps in manifesting. We also spoke about the fact that this is not about being virtuous as an, oh, she's a patient person, she's kind, tolerant, loving to all of her fellow humans. This is not about that. The show is not about morality. If we do touch on any of these qualities, it is to help you manifest better, to be a better manifester. Patience in money manifesting is so important because of the fact that there are so many blocks that can be created just by being impatient. Fictitious Jane is in a really bad situation. And she needs the universe to somehow rescue her. And even though she wants to be rescued, she's put out all of this negative energy, creating these huge walls. And even rescue finds it hard to come in and help fictitious Jane out. In soulmate manifestation also, patience is very, very important. I had this client, a new client. She called me and she started talking to me. She was very excited about her boss. Her boss was showing a lot of interest in her. And she was so excited because this man was really good looking. He was the son of the owner of the company for which she worked. He had money. He was also charming, well-spoken, nice, entertaining. And so she was really excited about this man, and he started to show her some kind of interest. A few days go by, she's up there in excitement energy. And we were increasing the energy for her, making her feel good about it, helping her manifest it. And I think I just had 2 or 3 sessions with her, small sessions. Suddenly, she got impatient with her boss. She got impatient with him because he wasn't texting her. She's telling me, he doesn't text me at all. He hasn't started to text me. I'm trying to tell her that he's her boss. He can't start texting her right now. He doesn't even know if these texts are going to be used by her, shared by her with other people in that company, he's going to be looking like a fool. He has to take care of his interests. He has to probe carefully to see whether she is trustworthy, whether he wants to take it somewhere. And he was doing the initial groundwork of getting to know her, small talk, just small talk, within the boundaries of what his position can allow. He's got so many other employees and customers. How could he come on to her in this heat that she expects from him? He was not going to text her until he felt secure she was someone he could trust. Another thing is he didn't just want to use her. You know what I mean by using, correct? Because if he uses her and walks away, it's going to be a problem. he could get sued. So many things involved in this. This person, let's call her fictitious Jane again, who comes to her rescue all the time, was so impatient because she couldn't understand there were so many factors that this man had to think of before he could start texting her. She got impatient and she started to get negative. She did not want to follow the natural course of courtship, and what it entails, what it requires, is a lot of patience, especially when someone's your boss. She just wanted him to go all crazy about her and text her day and night, ask her out immediately, take it to the next step. Impatience does not help. Okay, we finally got this under control and I could show her how to work with it. But she was so close to completely losing it all. This man that she liked was gorgeous. He was really nice. All she needed to do was have a little bit more patience. Help him feel comfortable with her so that he could trust her. Now we're talking from the point of view of a man. When a man who is well-situated in life wants a woman and he doesn't want to get sued by pursuing her, he needs to know that the woman he wants to ask out and start something with has sound judgment. Sound judgment is a requirement. And people look for that. Does this person have sound judgment? Is this person going to get hyper? Is this person going to throw something in my face every time I say something? Is she going to misunderstand me? Is she suddenly going to develop this huge anxiety issues and then go all crazy because I haven't done something exactly at that minute on that day that I said I'm going to? And maybe I got busy and tied up in something else. A man is looking at a woman, not just from the point of using her, quote unquote, but also from the point of long term. And most men, even though they initially come forward from the point of I'm attracted to you, I find you physically attractive, and I may want to sleep with you. Every man, I think most men, or could I safely say every man? Okay, let's just say most men, still have an inner desire to meet the woman. No matter how much of a playboy he is, always hoping to meet that woman. Even if he's having an affair, he's still hoping, some part of him, that it's the woman. And no matter what he projects out there, it's important to realize this, because what you're projecting at the man, the amount of patience that you show, the qualities that you display, all of this is being judged. Fictitious Jane, I'm just going to put it out there blankly, fictitious Jane is being judged. And that's it. She's being judged. Every movement that she makes, every blink of her eye, every lift of her eyebrow, everything that she does, every laugh is being recorded by the observer, the man. Because he could initially be thinking in terms of a physical relationship, but somewhere within him, there is that observer who is looking for that true love, for that life partner who's going to stand by him. This is very important that patience is exercised even in soulmate relationships, because even though fictitious Jane might think that a man just wants her for her body, there is another level of observation going on where a man is looking to see if he can turn this into a life partnership. having patience in manifestation, soulmate manifestation, is so important, because your level of patience can see you through. It can make or break the situation. It can affect how you perceive things. This man might be a gem. He could be a gem of a man, just waiting for the right woman. And the perception that fictitious Jane could be having is that this man's just after my body and he wants nothing else. No matter what's going on, using the right perception to understand the signs correctly is very, very important. And sometimes, if you don't know what to do, instead of breaking the situation, take no action. You know, just stand still. If you can't understand what's happening, instead of becoming impatient and then saying, you know, this man, he's out to get me. I know there's nothing there. There's no future between us. I know it. 3 months have passed, 6 months have passed, and he's not texting me. He's not asked me out. He's not started a relationship. Stand still. It's not necessary to take action in that moment when things are confusing and you don't know how to sort it out, and then go back to the joyful manifestation process. And use the joyful manifestation process to joyfully manifest what you want. Remember that the sense of perception could be skewed. Not all of us are perceiving everything the right way all the time. And we all have our way of looking at things. All of our 2 plus 2s may not exactly equal 4. We may come up with strange answers. I got my client to be patient. There were other aspects of manifestation that we had to work with, the energy and her thinking correctly, et cetera, et cetera. But the first thing, I had to get her grounded into knowing there was a future there. There was something there that she could explore. And yes, she did get what she wanted. She did get her boss. She was happy that she stopped looking at him as just an object. She looked at him as a person and not just as an item on her shopping list that she had to get in a hurry. She used soulmate manifestation correctly, the joyful manifestation process. She got what she wanted. Patience really, really helps. We're at the end of our show. I will be talking to you in a couple of weeks. If you are interested in reading Joyful Manifestation, it is available on Amazon.com and some other online retailers, including iTunes. You can also work with me through my websites, joyfulmanifestation.com and soulmatemanifestation.com. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Thank you and have a wonderful day.